Welcome into Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. I'm Mark Elliott. Johnson Brunetti has been guiding folks just like you since 2003, and so Eric Hogarth is here to chat with us all about retirement. Eric is a partner at Johnson Brunetti. And, you know, you think about all these moving parts in retirement. Well, one of the challenges is basically are kind of what we grew up with, or kind of how our, you know, if our parents were spenders, we're probably spenders. Our parents were savers, we're probably savers. So we're going to talk about that. We tend to procrastinate. So there's some challenging financial habits that maybe aren't so good for us. And that's what Eric is going to chat with today. If you'd like to find out more about Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti, you can always go to the website, Johnson Brunetti, Brunetti.com, JohnsonBrunetti.com. If you have questions, can I retire, Eric? Do I have enough? Will my money last? Really, at the end of the day, you just want to know if I retire, if we retire, will I or will we be okay? That's what we want to know. You can call the team at Johnson Brunetti. There's no cost to you whatsoever. 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. We'll give you that number throughout the program. Eric, welcome. How are you? You ready to go?
Mark, I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. And, you know, we're going to talk about bad habits. We're talking about bad financial habits. We certainly understand if our health is bad and we have bad eating habits and we don't exercise at all or what have you. We know that can lead to some health issues. Well, on the middle side of things and the financial side of things, it's maybe a little different. One of the things that always baffles me, because teams like Johnson Brunetti, and you have offices in a lot of different places. You have 6 in Connecticut, 3 in Boston, 1 in Atlanta, and you do not have every retiree's written plan on your books, because not everybody has a written plan when it comes to retirement. They're winging it. They're doing it on their own. And there's so many moving parts. I'm always surprised at that. And I think the number is 25 to 30% of people actually have a written financial plan when it comes to retirement. So most people kind of don't really have an actual written plan, a budget, or a spending plan. I don't know. Do you look at it as a budget or a spending plan? Because I think a spending plan sounds more positive. Budget sounds like I can't do anything.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, the thing is that most people are not thinking of during their working years. Most people don't have a budget. You know, if I'm saving money and I'm able to pay my bills, then things are working, right? And that's the strategy for saving for retirement is you've got this bucket, save as much money into it as possible. People say, am I saving enough? Sure. You're doing a good job. Should I save more? Yep, 100% of the time. There's no limit in regards to how much you should be saving, as much as you possibly can. But that's a daunting unknown thing. But as you get closer to retirement and you're getting to a point in life where you are no longer going to be able to save and you are no longer going to be able to earn, what you have is what you are going to have forever. So is it enough? And that's the biggest concern of people approaching retirement. And that's where that conversation about having a budget, not spending, but are you being realistic about what you do spend money on?
Yeah, you're exactly right. When we have a paycheck coming in every 2 weeks, we know, well, hey, there was money left at the end of the 2 weeks, so we're staying within our budget. We don't really have one, but it's kind of by what our checks are looking like, I suppose, at the end of the month. Another challenge is complacency. And I think a lot of us probably do that when it comes to, for example, when it comes to a 401k at work. I mean, you would probably, and being in the financial world with the team at Johnson Brunetti and working with people in the market world and the insurance world, trying to blend the two worlds to help your retirees have the best retirement they can have, is that most of us probably get that 401k at work and we really don't adjust ever because I don't know what to do, Eric. At the end of the day, I'm not really sure what I should be doing, so I just let it ride. That's a challenge probably to a degree to just let things ride.
Well, yeah. You know, you get this prospectus in the mail, which you probably don't even get anymore. Now you get it in the email. It's 400 pages long. Who reads that thing? I mean, probably shouldn't say a thing like this. I don't read that thing. It's just overwhelming. There's so much information out there. What are you supposed to be doing? And why is saving money in the first place? So it's daunting. But the reality is that if you are not proactively looking at your 401k or even aware of, well, how much am I actually putting into it? Could I put in more? Should I save it into a Roth? Should I do a pre-tax? What makes the most sense? You know, a lot of people don't spend time with this stuff. And you could, without having to save any more money, have your money doing a lot better for you. And wouldn't that be great? You know, so it's not enough just to be saving. Are you being smart about how and where you are saving? So you got to look at that stuff. And when it comes to your investments, you can go two ways in your 401k. If you're the person that spends every lunch break staring at your 401k, tinkering with day trading your company stock, please stop. It almost never works out unless you have a time machine. You can go get hired by Apple in 1982. Beyond that, you're just probably taking a lot of risk, and I know you think you're maneuvering to miss the bad days, but you have just as high a likelihood of missing the good days. Just stop messing with it. But do be aware of what you're allocating the money into, and don't assume that the money that's already saved in there and the money that you're actively saving into it should go into the same exact stuff.
If you'd like to sit down with the team at Johnson Brunetti, figure out where you are. Am I invested in the right way? Right, most of us, while we're working, probably have 90% of our money sitting in the 401k. Would you buy that? That most people working have most of their money sitting in their 401ks, and then maybe the other 5 to 10% is sitting in an IRA? Would that be fair or no?
Or cash. Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, usually what people's retirement savings plan looks, if you're 30, 40, even 50 years old, is, well, I'm saving at work. I got some money in the bank. I got my house. And that's what the normal, you know, for someone who's saving, that's where it's at. And the biggest chunk by far is that 401k, and you're going to need it, you know. So make sure, you know, don't just be asleep at the wheel, because if you wait too long, you don't want to be the person saying, oh, geez, I didn't know, you know, 5, 10 years ago that I could have done this, that I should have done this. You know, none of us know what we don't know. That's why having these conversations, getting some input, getting feedback and advice is a good thing. You do with it as you choose, but, you know, find out more about this stuff because you might be able to make it even better.
You know, and one of the cool things that you guys can do at Johnson Brunetti for your clients is once they hit the age of 59 and a half, typically you can do an in-service distribution or rollover. You don't want to distribute it to yourself. That would not be good because that's a tax issue. But at 59 and a half, most companies allow you to take your 401k and roll it into, say, Fidelity's IRA or what have you. You have more control over it, and you're still going to, let's say you're going to work till 65. You still have five and a half years to take advantage of company matches, but you're kind of taking more control. Do you think most people know that that's even a possibility to have more control of their 401k once they hit 59 and a half?
I think a lot of people don't know that. And I think it gets a little murky to people because they're like, well, I thought I wasn't supposed to touch my 401k. You're not drawing money out of your 401k. You're moving it to something else, which doesn't trigger any taxes. So now you have more investment options available. Now, that can be a good thing. That can be a bad thing. But it is an opportunity that exists for people. And for a lot of people, it's huge to take advantage of that because, you know, a 401k is a great tool. And I do believe that anyone who's got one available to them, definitely if you're getting a match, take advantage of that. It's a great tool, assuming that you are going to save money into it over a long period of time and invest it into the market. Well, as you get closer to retirement, and hopefully that account gets bigger, your willingness to accept risk with your life savings, I'm not saying you should get out of the market, but obviously it's gone down. And a lot of people are just not aware that, yeah, you could move money out of this 401k, and it could be a huge benefit for you.
It's really one of the opportunities to find out, I think, just really if it starts with a phone call. You want to chat with the team at Johnson Brunetti and Eric Kogarth, you certainly can. 800-705-1232. There's no cost for this. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. And maybe you're 60 and you're like, you know what? I'm going to work till 67. Maybe I should talk to them about this in-service rollover of my 401k. You don't roll it to you. You roll it to another custodian of that money. But now it's a little bit more directed, and it's, you have a little bit more control. Not everybody should do it, right? Everybody's situation is unique. And that's really how Eric and the team will look at it. If you give them a call, 800-705-1232, how can we help? And can we help at the end of the day? And then if we can help you, do you want our help? That's a pretty simple conversation to have. But if you have questions, you have concerns about where you are on that road to retirement, call the team at Johnson Brunetti. Eric Kogarth and the team are here to help. 800-705-1232. Now, we're going to come back in the next segment. We're going to talk about taxes. So I'm going to give you a little opening in to talk about taxes before we jump into the kind of the history of taxes in our next segment. But one of the other biggest things that it seems to me, and you joined Johnson Brunetti back in 2006, became a partner in 2011. So, you know, you've been around Johnson Brunetti for a long time. And I think that Johnson Brunetti started in 2003. So you weren't too far after they had started. But you sat down with a lot of people. And it seems to me, and a lot of families you're trying to help and come up with their plan, their strategy for retirement, the money map review, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare, it's all in there. But taxes to me seem like it's one of the bigger questions that people have because maybe we don't, somebody like me, and I'm 63, I don't realize taxes could be such a challenge down the road.
That's a huge factor, right? And people, you know, people don't particularly like talking about financial planning, and they definitely don't like talking about taxes. But that's what it's all about. And if we want to reposition, it's not about taxes, it's about spending money, keeping money. Because a lot of people, you know, you look at these investment firms, you look at the marketing, how do we best grow your money? Of course we want to grow your money. Everyone wants more money. Of course, we want growth, but do you need more growth, right? Because it's, I get frustrated when I hear feedback from people that are working with other advisors, and there's lots of good ones out there. We're not the only one where it's, well, just keep working longer. Don't spend this. Don't spend that. Forget that. It's an honor to spend time and sit with all the people that I sit down with that are 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. And a lot of them are looking forward and a lot of them are looking back. And you know, it's a balance of making sure you're saving enough, but also living now because you don't know the guarantee on the future. But getting back to taxes, you know, I love Connecticut, went to UConn, raised here. My wife's from here, raising our kids here. Why do so many people leave Connecticut? Because it's expensive and it gets cold. Those are the two big ones. And taxes are huge. You know, so when you start thinking about what your retirement lifestyle is going to look like, that's a big part of it. Right? Whether it's healthcare, cost of living, how far is your money going to go? And people just do not spend enough time looking at their taxes because it's not fun and they're exhausted with, you know, I just pay so much, there's nothing I can do. I wouldn't dismiss it like that. Maybe there's a lot you can do. Certainly when you start drawing out money, it's not just about how much you have. Are you being smart as you can be of where you're taking it from?
And of course, since you bring up, you know, you're a grad of UConn, the official wealth management partner of UConn is Johnson Brunetti. All right, final thing on this. Kind of, we're talking about things that maybe we ought to relook at maybe when we get closer to retirement. Our working years are much different than our retirement years. We hope both are great, but there's a lot of moving parts when you get to retirement that you haven't had to deal with in retirement. Procrastination is one of those that most everybody probably will participate with procrastination at some point, right? And really, to me, getting that written plan, sitting down with a retirement planning firm before you get into retirement, trying to figure out where you are on that path. You know, is everything in the right place? Are you on the right path? How do I even know if my money's going to last? All those kind of things. It's really procrastination. It seems to me it's easy to pick up the phone, 800-705-1232, and let's find out where we are. There's no cost for this. But where are you in the procrastination world? I mean, you got young kids, so there's no procrastination in Eric Hogarth's life.
It's, the world is always busy and full. There's always so many things going on. And I like to simplify, right, as best you can. I've never sat down with anyone who says, you know what I want, Eric? I want you, this would be great, is if you could just make this extremely complicated thing just way more complicated for me. No, simple is better. And I find the way to accomplish things is one step at a time. When you think about financial planning, it's overwhelming. I mean, a lot of times people are like, well, I'm just going to get this in the order. And when I have that put together, then I'll do the financial plan because I'm just not ready. I remember talking to a young family years ago. They needed life insurance. But the husband, the dad, was overweight. And he said, well, I don't want to get life insurance now because it's going to be too expensive. I'm going to lose the weight and then I'm going to buy the life insurance. Obviously, that's a good strategy in a perfect world. And obviously, it often doesn't occur. And you just go another year with your family exposed to that massive risk, during which time you don't lose the weight because it's tough. Just get started. Just begin. It's a conversation just to get an idea of this is where you are. And given that this is something that we do all day, every day, not to be critical of your expertise on it, I don't mean, of course, yours, Mark, but the listener is, we can probably give you a better list of these are the things you should focus on first. You know, people that say, well, how can I get the best CD rate? Well, you're getting a dollar for dollar match up to 6% in your 401k. You're only putting in 3%. Forget the CD. Max out the 401k, right? So that you can get a list of what should you be focusing on first. And let's start there. So you can start moving in the right direction, gain momentum, feeling good about where you are and what you've done. And that might be you. You know, it's easy to procrastinate this stuff. And I think about if I was in the position of a listener, and this is not the world that I was in, it would be overwhelming and I would be anxious. I would be nervous about coming in. And I can't alleviate all that, but I can tell you that, you know, that's not the experience you'll have. It'll be a conversation with people who do this all day, every day, to give you honest feedback of what we see. So call us at 1-800-705-1232. So that's 1-800-705-1232. We'll schedule that time. There's no cost to it. It's absolutely free. And we'll be looking forward to it. And you'll have a good experience. I encourage you to do it.
So again, that number is 800-705-1232. There's no cost. There's no obligation. There's no pressure. Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti here to help you if they can. 800-705-1232. All right, we got another topic to get to. We're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about the history of taxes when we come back right here on Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Eric Hogarth back with more right after this.
What should be the number one concern for most retirees and pre-retirees looking for future financial stability? income planning. It means making sure that your money can support you and your family for the rest of your lives in the most efficient manner possible. With the many dangers surrounding Social Security and many pensions, most Americans have no income plan in place for when they decide to stop working. Many others don't even know if they'll be able to retire. Sitting down with a retirement planning specialist can make all the difference. You can put together a pension-style income plan that is guaranteed to bring you more financial security and income to life. Your initial consultation is free. Call 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232.
Glad you're with us today for Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti. Eric Hogarth, a senior partner of Johnson Brunetti, joining us as always. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. All right, Eric, we know that the old saying is that, you know, nothing is certain except death and taxes. And tax impact is really, I think a lot of people think, well, I don't really have any control over that. That's Congress decides all of that. And the IRS comes together. They want more money, so they're going to tax me more. I don't have any control over that. But we do have a little bit of control by how we set up our portfolio, I guess, and do we use the Roth world? How big is taxes when in the retirement planning process at Johnson Brunetti?
Huge. What's $1 million in a 401k, right, pre-tax? How much is that $1 million worth versus $1 million in a Roth? That's a very different $1 million. So retirement is about spending money and being smart about where you're taking it from. And a lot of people, particularly as they approach retirement, right, paint a picture of they've got more money than they've ever had, hopefully. They have little or no debt. The tax code has changed, so now they're not writing off their mortgage or the line of credit they have. They're not writing off their kids, even if they still support them to a large degree. What I'm getting at is you are paying more in taxes than you have ever paid ever before. So it is enticing to think about, well, I'm going to retire, and I'm just going to live off cash and pay very little in taxes. But what can actually happen then is the worst tax money you have, your 401k, the IRA, they get bigger and bigger. Well, of course we want them bigger. Sure we do. And then you're forced to draw the money out in your 70s. Well, that's, you know, no one complains about having too much income. Yes, they do, because I talk to those people. So what you want is steady, and you want to make sure you're taking advantage of things. Should I do a Roth conversion? Should I put Roth money into my 401k? Does that make sense? It might, you know, because you don't want to. Traditional tax planning is just, how do I get my taxes as low as possible this year? Of course we want that. Let's pay less money in taxes. But you want to pay less money in taxes over your lifetime, not just this year, because there's a lot of mistakes that get made, particularly in the early years of retirement, that your future self is going to regret, and there won't be anything you can do about it when you're 75 years old.
Give us some history of taxes. There's a whole slewful of different taxes, and certainly this 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is a big one that we're getting ready to see the end of that, I suppose. But give us a little history of taxes, if you would.
It's interesting to think about it and you look at historically, because if, you know, I've been speaking with my business partner, Joel, for a long time. I mean, we're approaching 20 years. And I can ask a group of people, okay, what do you think about taxes? How many of you think taxes are going down? Every single time I ask that, people laugh, which is sad because they think it's I've given away one of my little tips here. They think it's a financial planning joke. No one thinks taxes are going down. But the reality is when we look historically at taxes, which have been around in one way or another for hundreds of years, is they are kind of below average right now, right? So we have to anticipate that the taxes are going to go up. And then if you did a particularly good job saving money and you find yourself in a position where you're going to have an estate tax, and well, what about a gift tax? Is that going to affect me? What if I just want to give my son or daughter, my child, you know, a little money to help them out? Do I have to pay tax on that? What's a gift tax? What's an estate tax? What's an income tax? There's lots of taxes. They are constant. You know, it's funny when you say death and taxes, the only thing guaranteed is we wrote a book about 401ks and inevitably drawing money out and paying taxes on it. And there was this advertisement I found from like 50 years ago. And it said, yes, you have to pay your taxes, but there's nothing written down that says you got to leave a tip. But a lot of people do, because you don't spend time looking at this stuff and you don't take advantage of the things that you could. So taxes are a big, big deal. And they're going to be here, and they're going to be an even bigger part of your life in retirement. So let's be proactive about it. And maybe you could pay less.
If you'd like to learn more about that, it's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. And let's talk about the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. All right, so that goes into play in 2018. It lowered the corporate tax rate from 36% to 21%. That one's kind of ongoing unless, you know, Congress changes that. But the one for us and families, that one ends in 2025, at the end of 2025. So in 2026, we go back to the 17 rates and brackets. And so there's still the seven brackets, but instead of the, you know, 10% is still a 10%, but the dollar amounts, the 12 goes to 15, 22 to 24. There's so many that move. They all move up, but we get to them quicker. Are people going to be shocked when they see taxes in 2026 when we go back to the 17 rates and the brackets? Because everything's quicker. We get there quicker to each bracket.
I think people will be frustrated that they didn't take time to look at it before that happened. You know, like a Roth conversion, which people, I get it. Roth conversion has been along for a long time. And, you know, typical tax advice is, well, why would you do that? You're going to increase your taxable income. You're going to pay more money in taxes because you will pay less money in the future. Do you plan to spend all your money in the next year of your life? No. You know, do you plan to spend it all in the next 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, five, 10, 20, right? Some of the money you have, you will have a very long time. Well, imagine if you didn't have to pay taxes on it. That's why you do a Roth conversion. So when you look at doing a conversion, it used to be you could convert a Roth and then pay the tax liability out over 5 years. Whoa, what a home run. Can't do that anymore, right? So things like that, when we talk about the changes that are going to, you know, adjust in just a few short years here, make sure that you're taking advantage of everything you can take advantage of now, not to just find out later, I should have done that and I didn't. Because, you know, like we talked about earlier, it's easy to procrastinate. So don't overthink it. Make a call. Right? Call us at 1-800-705-1232. Have a conversation. Make sure that there's not something you are unaware of that you should be taking advantage of. And that doesn't mean you have to do it. You know, financial planning is not, well, you have to do this or you have to do this. Financial planning is having a conversation, say, here's the situation or here's the issue. These are what your options are. Which path are we going to go down? Because doing nothing, procrastinating ongoing, is not going to help you. That's never in your best interest. So call us.
800-705-1232. And you think back to 1913 was when Congress enacted the first federal income tax law, 400 pages, now well over 70,000 pages. So do you want to go walk through all of that, or do you want the team at Johnson Brunetti to kind of help guide you along this path? That makes sense to me. And of course, Abraham Lincoln had some taxes involved with the Civil War, and then it did away with it, and then it came back in 1913. So taxes are a factor. The problem is most of us think there's nothing that we can do about our taxes. Well, Eric has already told you there's several ways to, not obviously breaking tax laws. Nobody wants to go to jail. We want to pay our fair share to Uncle Sam, obviously, but we don't want to pay more. As Eric said, we don't want to tip them. That's kind of the biggest part, is people just do what they think is right, and maybe there were some better ways to do it, and it's because of our lack of knowledge, I would say.
100%. None of us know what we don't know. And that's why, you know, if I have a toothache, I don't try and figure it out on my own or watch a YouTube video, and then I'm in the garage with a pair of pliers and a mirror trying to yank a tooth out, and I'm not, you know, that's a joke, obviously.
That'd be a good YouTube video, though.
That might be the golden nugget. Perhaps I will take that up this afternoon. No, but it's one of these things that certain parts of life, people say, I should get an expert in here. I probably shouldn't do all the wiring in my house if I've never done it before. You know, that's dangerous. But when it comes to financial planning, a lot of people are like, well, I should figure this out on my own. And I think a lot of that is because, well, it's going to cost me a lot of money if I start working with someone. And some groups have fees, some don't have fees. Well, everyone's got to get paid. Of course, everyone's got to get paid. And that's part of that conversation that gets into the whole fiduciary thing. But do not, you know, let's say it does cost you money. Let's take two scenarios, that you're paying an advisor 1% and you're making 8% versus you're doing it on your own. You're paying 0% and you're making 2%, which is better. I'm not being critical of you, but don't overcomplicate. Just go talk to someone, get some feedback, get a better idea of where you are so you can create a plan and so you can feel better.
So again, if you'd like to chat with Eric and the team at Johnson Brunetti, it's 800-705-1232, 800-705-1232. It's like they're the Sherpa, you know, the guide that gets you up to Mount Everest and down. Most of the challenges happen on the way down. It's the same thing in retirement. We don't know. We've never retired before. Have a team like Johnson Brunetti there to walk with you hand in hand. 800-705-1232. Thanks for being with us today for Money Wisdom, powered by Johnson Brunetti, Eric Hogarth, and the team. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. We'll be back again next week.
Money Wisdom is sponsored by Johnson Brunetti. Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Information presented on this show is for educational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Insurance products offered through JN Financial LLC. Johnson Brunetti is a paid sponsor of the UConn Huskies athletic program. This show is a paid placement.